A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Monday, December 19th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the resolutions of the just-ended ZANU-PF annual conference, which ended Saturday in Mashingo. But the major talking point has been the party's decision to endorse President Robert Mugabe as the sole candidate in the 2018 general elections.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.bioindebele.com.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7, and this is Live Talk. And of course, tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the ruling ZANU-PF's party decision to endorse President Robert Mugabe as its sole candidate in 2018.
While presenting the party's resolutions at the just-ended annual People's Conference, delegates in Maswingo reaffirmed an earlier position to endorse President Robert Mugabe as the party's candidate and the sole center of power. The Youth Affairs Thematic Committee report, which was presented by the party's Secretary for Youth Affairs, Kutsai Chipanga, went a step further and said they want President Robert Mugabe to be declared life president.
Of course, at the moment, President Robert Mugabe, at 92, is the world's oldest president. And if the party's wish is granted, as is now a fact, Mr. Mugabe will be 94 by 2018 when he contests those elections. And should he win the presidential elections, he will be 99 by the time that his term comes to an end. Is there a problem with this? Well, ZANU-PF members are saying there's nothing wrong. The constitution permits Mr. Mugabe because the constitution only has a lower age limit to say that whoever wants to contest in Zimbabwe's elections must be 40. As to the upper age limit, there is no limit. But members of the opposition are saying that Mr. Mugabe has aged and therefore he must step down. We want to hear from you, our listeners. Gibbs.
Yeah, ngalifuna ukuthi ningene ngathi kuhlelo khona manje ku Studio 7. This to me this phone leke kunombolo leyi 001-202-619-2077. Naso inombolo 001-202-619-2077. Yes, ngakhona ukusibili ukuthi abanye bathumongameli sele mnyaka 92 okwamanje. Kasenelisi ukuthi abuse njalo ukhona ukuthi uthi uyangena kugeto ngo 2018. But kungazani ke sokumangalisa umuntu wonke. So asiqoqeni zulu kunjani mfowethu.
Onguka hamawadiwa nasi tira kuti tinge tichitarisa nezvesungo izvo zvezanupf vanopikisa vari kuti vamugabe devachienda pamujika ndigere nekuti makore avo afamba asi vezanupf vanoti aiwa ivo vari kushamisika kuti ivo vanopikisa vanodei pamuchato wedhongi nebere Gibbs. If a donkey with a hyena, you know, some people are saying there's nothing wrong as long as the two are in love, you know, so they are surprised by the criticism coming from the opposition that indeed they are the ones now that are crying more than the bereaved.
Yeah, apparently the constitution is very clear on some of these issues, Blessing. If you are 40 and above, that's it. You can be a president of Zimbabwe. It doesn't give a limit to say if you are 120, whatever, you know. At 94, you can be the president and all those kind of things. You know, I posted some messages on Facebook and people responded. And really, people have got mixed kind of feelings. Some are saying Mugabe for life. Some are saying Pamperine Zanu and all those kind of things. So it's all up to people to express their opinion here on Studio 7. This is a public platform for everybody. So let the people come in.
Of course, the same constitution says if a leader is incapacitated and is not capable to lead, he must step down. those are some of the issues.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have our first guest. That is Mr. Nick Mangwana, the ZANU-PF chairperson for the UK province. Mr. Mangwana, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. I understand you were one of the delegates. How did the annual conference go in Masvingo?
It went very well. We had a good time. I'm just arriving right now. I'm not yet in the house, mm-hmm. just coming from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So it went very well. I think it was focused on the programs that are supposed to be, we're supposed to deliberate on in accordance with our constitution, and everything went smoothly.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we are all in the diaspora before we get into the business of the day. I think you had a resolution that you also wanted to be included as a province. What happened with that?
That has been deferred to the Politburo,
mm-hmm.
Because there were one or two resistances from other constituencies.
Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah, the diaspora.
So that has been deferred to the Politburo, so we'll be making our case,
mm-hmm.
as we go basis, and also some of our resolutions also included they needed a constitutional amendment,
mm-hmm.
not only our constitution. Some actually need a national constitutional amendment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's so it's being dealt with at a different forum.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we hope our guys Chris and Jonga, who are responsible for the diaspora forum, will be able to pick that and discuss what that means. The when it comes to the diaspora,
mm-hmm.
how can they be represented in these various parties? But Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
I guess, Mr. Mangwana, the diaspora, your request was deferred. Maybe they think that you're going to rig elections, right? They don't have to vote and, you know, all those kind of things. Mr. Mangwana can actually have more papers than necessary when it comes to voting, right? Those are assumptions. Mr. Mangwana. Yeah, so...
well, look... It's a topic for another day. Let's
yes,
deal with it.
Yes,
I promise to be available.
Yeah, so now the issue is, you know, you made this resolution, Mr. Mangwana. Let's be very honest here. For the president, it was an endorsement, actually, for the president to contest the 2018 presidential election. You'll be 94 at that time, and we saw him on you know, one of these YouTube kind of things, failing to even take care of a tree, you know, to actually put sand inside a hole, you know. But at the end of the day, people are saying, no, this guy is already old, so why field him again?
I think the analogy, if I would call it that was used by Blessing Ele was very good. He asked a question, a rhetorical question, to say, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he put it aptly. The thing is, most of the resistance or most of the outcry or outrage is coming from the parties that oppose ZANU-PF. Now, in any situation where there is contestations or competition, you actually prefer the opposition to be weaker than you. So you look at the weaknesses of an opposition. So if us fielding a 94-year-old president then is a weakness, why is the opposition trying to do us a favor by saying, no, we shouldn't field that particular candidate, we should field somebody who is, according to them, stronger. From our analysis of what they are saying, they actually think this is the strongest candidate and they prefer us to field a weaker one so that they would win. Because why are they trying to do us a favor? We are saying this is our candidate. Well, it's our candidate, not the president of the country in 2018, but a candidate of a political party. All the other parties just need to do is field their strong candidate. This ZANU-PF business is our business. It represents us, not everybody, until he wins that election, if he wins it. So what's the problem? Why is everybody else worried? They are not stakeholders in ZANU-PF. They are not members of ZANU-PF. So just field your candidate, be it Changirai or Joyce Changirai or whatever combinations or permutations, just field that strong candidate and let ZANU-PF do his own business. I think that's the position here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when it comes to the endorsement itself, I explained this before, the conference itself, that it's a constitutional constitutional provision that requires us to do that, and it's a sensible provision which every party has, in the sense that if MDC is led by Tsvangirai, we MDCT, do we envisage a situation where the MDCT will say our candidate for the next election will be another person when Tsvangirai is there as the party leader? I don't think so. When PDP is led by Biti, would we envisage a situation where they will say Amadzore is going to be our candidate or whoever else for 2018, or they will say Biti is the candidate because he's the leader of the party who is elected in the last election? So if you expect a political party to say we've got a leader, but we are going to put another person as a candidate for the next election, then aren't you looking at a dysfunction? Yeah. You're looking at a totally discordant party. So this just makes sense. It's orderliness within a political party. So that's my response.
But the problem, if I understand those who are criticizing this move to endorse Mr. Mugabe, is that it's about age, Mr. Mangwana, and the concern that Mr. Mugabe is not an opposition leader, he's the leader of the nation. And, you know, if he catches a cold, the whole country sneezes. And as a result, people need to know what their future is like. I mean, he himself admitted that all is not well in the party as people are jostling for positions. So it's not only the opposition, it's his own party.
But we are still talking about, good point, but we are talking about 2018 elections. We are not talking about the here and the now. The here and now, look, if this is a big issue, then make his age an election issue come 2018. And let the people decide. Isn't that how democracies work? Make it an election issue. As far as his current incumbent is concerned, that the people of Zimbabwe knew his age when they voted him into power. He was 89. So let's forget about that one. Let's talk about 2018. Make it the key election issue and win, if you can win, against him. That's all. I mean, the people of Zimbabwe are quite literate, and they enumerate. They know how to count. They know how to articulate issues. They know how to even analyze issues. So, given your 62 or 63, whatever age-year-old candidate against a 94-year-old candidate, the people of Zimbabwe, let them make that decision. Us in ZANU-PF, if this was a ZANU-PF person saying, oh, but why are we doing this? Why are we are misrepresenting the party, we are shortchanging the party, we are bringing in a weaker candidate and that would do the party a disfavor, then I would understand that. But the opposition, for God's sake, the opposition, you are trying to make us feel what you believe is a strong candidate. Why? Why? Honestly, why?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Mangwana.
Please
stay on the line. We want to bring another guest. That is Mr. Thabang Nare, independent political and social commentator. Mr. Nare, good evening.
Yes, afternoon. How are you doing?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us, Gibbs.
Yeah, Baba Nare, siyabona lapha ke abantu khona ngale ku ZANU-PF amalunga angkhona athe khona uMongameli Robert Mugabe kumele sibilangene kukhetho luka 2018. Ubona njani ngesikhathi seleso ke uyabasele 94 phela akuphosela kokona?
Hayi, okwakuqala sisho ukuthi siyananzelela ukuthi iZANU-PF ibe le conference enkulu eMasvingo lapho ukukhanya kube ama-delegates amaningi. Basebesitsho ke ukuthi sebemchetha njalo umongameli wabo uRobert Mugabe ukuthi ebe yi-candidate ka-2018. Ebantwini abaningi kuyamangalisa lokhu because ngumuntu osekhulile and esintwini umuntu nxa esekhulile uba lesikhathi sokuthi aphumule ayethele abantu inganekwane akhuze abasakhulayo. Kodwa okumangalisayo ukuthi umongameli wethu sifuna ukuqedisa wonke amandla alawo, siwaqedisa kunjalo umnotho welizwe kawumanga kuhle. Izizukulwane zeZimbabwe eziningi ziyathubeka, ezinye sezisala ziphila kwamanye amazwe, zichapha uLimpopo lapha zizama ukuyathola imisebenzi eGoli. So kodwa nje into ekhona yikuthi akumangalisi ngoba kule nto okuthiwa yi-ideology. Ungazuzi ukuthi eZimbabwe thini i-ideology yethu kuyini, sake saba ku-socialism, African nationalism, saba ku-capitalism. But kule Mugabeism, Mugabeism ithi uMugabe uyilizwe, uMugabe ngoyiphathi, uMugabe yikho konke, abantu beZimbabwe ngeke baphila bengelaye uMugabe. So yikho ke esebuyelile wenziwa i-candidate ka-2018.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke ubambe konapho. So he says like yeah, what else? He's surprised that ZANU-PF is going to field the president at that age. So he says there are so many isms in Zimbabwe. First there was socialism, then Africanism, now Mugabeism. So he says, he called this concept of Mugabeism. Mugabe is the party, he is the country, he is everything. So everything that runs in Zimbabwe is Mugabe. So he says that's not that should not be the case.
Todzoka kwamuri vamangwana muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa navanare zvekuti vamugabe ndo zvinhu zvese pachine utongi hwejekererera.
Kana tiri kutaura nenyaya yeutongi apa nyaya tiri kutaura nenyaya yemaelection which is a democratic process kudando ramunoti jekerere racho handiziye but tiri kutaura nezve democratic process hatizi kuti vamugabe vari kuimbozawo neanybody tiri kuti kwanzva kune resolution yakapaswa at that conference there were about 7,000 delegates right vezanupf vari vanorepresenta ma structures emusangano ndo vakapasa that resolution unanimously, right? So it's a democratic process, I think. And now we are saying that candidate akunomira is going to stand against other candidates in a democratic process, the general election or presidential election, if you may. Again, that's all what it is all about. Chamuruku beza chi, murikutaura imi kuti vakura vazodai vadai vadai. Okay, murikutaurana zvinhu zvisina maturo ndine urombo kuti ndakubudisa nomutauro uyo, but hazvina maturo kuti munditaura kuti kwanzi vamugabe vakatonga nyika because vakaneseka kusima muti. Do you want a president who is a tree planter? Is that his job?
Asi kana vachitadza kusima muti nhai vamangwana vakazo ndo handizvo here zvapa kuti upfumi hwenyika huende kumawere hazvisi kuratidza here kuti munhu aakuita zvekuti omanikidzwa kuti aramba ari panyanga
ndozvoendesa nyika kumawere izvozvo nai kune forest commission yose inoita basa rekusunga mbere rekusima miti imi moda kuti president aite basa rekusima miti symbolica ungotangosima miti aigorongoreka that's not what the president does. That's not why you elect somebody. Tungatotsvaga vayo vana matapura chaivo vane basa rokusima miti. Ndoti vaita mapresident kana iro basa rapresident. Hariro basa rapresident. Basa rapresident inyaya yeefficient. Kana maona kuti debate, ngadibate about it. No, vari kulega vision, vari kudai. We can talk about that. Patingoti kuti kwanzi vakatadza kusima muti, vakanetseka kusima muti. Come on. Let's be serious. These are national issues. Not to give me a question of church, which is a setting, Yemuti.
Mr. Anari, what's your response to that?
Talked about in the vision. Vision is quite a hit. But if vision can, it's something that you work towards, you know, and the Kanangani Katesi, I see in down, Jangi. So if vision is a Salangani, Masalamu. You know, we have a way into a China which we will never achieve. Zimbabweans want food on the table. They want health services. They want education services. We will need to deliver on the vision. It's not enough just to have a vision. You need to deliver on the vision. And for the implementation to take place, uswelakala abakhokheli abazasebenza kuhle betshengisa ukuthi they are working towards the vision. Abakhokheli where Zimbabweans in the majority have got confidence so that they can invest. Because nxakhangele investment, asoma abantu abavela kwamanye amazwe kuphela bayi-investayo. Zimbabweans themselves have to invest. But if your monetary policy is not stable, your political situation is not stable, you know, you cannot invest, you cannot make progress, you cannot grow the economy. In China, there is stability. In China, after every 10 years, there is a new revolutionary leader from the Chinese Communist Party who takes over. And we've seen the growth of China. And we've said at times that we end China. But we copy and paste some things. So, Mangwana, I assume that the vision is not enough. This is 36 years later. We ought to have a better and a different country than we have right now.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Yes, uzobaba uNdebele libambe konapho ke baba ulobaba uNdebele ecinweni baba Ndebele uyasizwa baba Ndebele uyasizwa ecinweni ye utshona njani baba
ngiyakuzwa baba
ye usingathi utshona njani baba Ndebele
hayi ngiyatshona dube unjani mina wami
hayi siphilile kakhulu baba ye sicela uphosele lakho konapho
ngiyabonga Dube.
Yeah.
Okokuqala angikwazi ukuthi i-topic yakho leyo uyikhangele njani.
Ye besikhangele khona ukuthi-ke
ngendlela
qhubeka baba.
Ye ngendlela okubeke ngayo wena uyabuza ukuthi njengoba sokwenziwe ngalolu hlobo izibe na ukubona njani manje ukukhona ukuthi xa abanikazi besithi khona lokho abakuphethileyo yikho abakufunayo so kungathiwani ngoba phela vele abanikazi abakufunayo umbuzo engilawo kuphela ukuthi kho nje wabenze njalo yena umdala ngokwakhe uthini ngalokho okukhulunywe ngabantu uyakuvuma na nxa ekuvuma hhayi meke leli na ayenze ngoba yinto yabo yangikhaya akula nto esingayenza ngalokho noma kuhle noma kubi kodwa nxa abanikazi bethe yikho abakufunayo akube yikhona lokho kuphela kuyasika ilanga abadala bangesikhathi ithi lina one day is one day okusho ukuthi inyanga liyasika lalo ngoba othaka labo babekhona badlula labo banibani babekhona badlula oyihla babekhona badlula kuzasika lapho kwidlule kuwe
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Ndebele ungadinwala kusasa uphenduke phela
Hi,
Sibongile kakhulu. Yeah, that was Mr. Ndebele is in Bulawayo. You were saying that what is the president saying? Pose the question. What is the president saying about all this? If he's happy about it, let it be. But then he said there'll be one day when you'll be out of power. And he says there was once Chaka Zulu, and there was once Hitler, and all those people. Where are they today? So he says, yeah, the day will come. But if they still wish that he should be a president, let it be. But one day, things will happen. Yeah. According to Mr. Ndebele, right?
Of course, Mr. Ndebele. That name is Terere Anzi Mkoma Peter. Magadi Mkoma Peter. Mkoma Peter. Mkoma Peter.
Magadi.
I want to report your name. I want to report your name.
Magadi Mkoma.
Kuno kuri nani zvako kuri kunaya here
Hello ndadi pini ni panya muri kutaura izvi kuti dadada mudhara uya akura ungadei pasina kuti deno kuri kuti kubato kwavo vari vanhu vanotaura kuti vari kugashira ukuru hwavo angoba kuti vaendere mberi ungadei tisina zvikwata zvatiri kuona mazuva ano zvinotonzi yakosi zvinotonzi g40 zvinoreva kuti vanhu vese vane zvikwata izvo zvizvi vanoita kuimbozerwa vakura ngavachizorora dambudziko riripo nderekuti chete pane zviripo zvikonzero zvatisingazivi zviri kukonzera kuti baba ava varambe vari pachigaro varambe kubvapo ende ivo vamukomaniki mangwana vari kutaura vari kuukea vangataura zvavo mashoko avangataura kuti handi zvakazodai ndozvotora izvozvo ndovauyo tigare tione nhamo tese mune muzimbabwe yatiri kuona munomo yekushayiwa mari yekutadza kuisa vana kuchikoro yekuita sei zvese zviri down kuratidza kuti munhu mukuruyu akura akundikana tene pachovana mumwe munhu anotemwa tinobva ropa tatikubatsira kuti nyika isimuke iendere mberi nokuti patiri yezvinezvi Zimbabwe yatova nyika yachiseko chenyika vane vedu vazara kunze kwenyika kuinhapwa kwese kwese kwari kuenda ndipamusaka pekuti munhu ari pasteering wacho haachisina simba rekusumuka achifamba kuti ngaenderere mberi akaenda kumameetings unongomuona kumapikicha kumatv akakotsira kuti nonzi anosenza 30 minutes saka nyika ingangere mberi munhu akadaro ei iye zvinoerekaikuva kuti vangati vari kwazvimba uko achigara nevazukuru achitamba nevana azukuru vavo achivava tiudzei kuti 93 years kana bhazi charongwa kukwira bhazi nedrivha nemunhu 93 years hauri kwire kana mota chaiyo hauri kwire unoramba unoita accident ndatenda zvangu
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Peter vamangwana manzwa zvataurwa namukoma Peter vari kuti kana mubato muine kuwirirana sei muine zvikwata zvakawanda zvatiri kuona zviri kunetsana vamwe vachirwisana vachitiwo upfumi hwenyika hausi kufamba zvakanaka
zvakaoma chinoitika ndechekudaio I'm getting a lot of secondary feedback kuti this is my side
handizoti pana vanare
hongu
Mr. Nare
yes
is there like background noise where you are or it's one of our callers I don't know
okay Zanand.
Okay
thank you right every members of the political party do not have one brain no they are not they do not have a homogeneous brain avana funyiri uruzvi kumwe chete kana uropi everybody has got a mind of their own in the whole political party in ZANU-PF it's got a million members and hundreds of executives now in those there are different ideas and as in every political party people coalesce or vanoungana on different ideas that's what forms what you call mapoko ma factions and in the MDC anotoriko kune vari kutoti ngatitaurane na Joyce Mujuru kune vari kuti haiwa ngatisataurane na Joyce Mujuru kune vari kuti haiwa biti ngadzoke kwose anoti biti ngadzadzoka those are factions so in fact yekuti ma factions omuzano kune kumuzano PF mune ma factions or assumed pa factions is not it's a non issue it's all the only difference is ekuzano PF ZANU PF ndiri kutungamirira nyika that's all but hakuna kusina izvozvo izvo mukangoona vanhu kusina kuti vanhu kuna vanhu vanotama makakatana maideas then yekotori neproblem ikoko kotoratidza kune dictatorship but kana kuine kuti vanhu vanotaura zvavanofungwa vana maonero akasiyana zvino it should come out in there kuti there are different ways of looking at a thing so it's not you see hakusi kuti kana vamugabe vakabva ZANU PF kunobva kwapera mafactions kana kuMDC hakuna mafactions factions will always be part of any political organization even the ANC hazvizi zvavazumba rokuenda but kuna mafactions and they've always been there even pachina vamandela kwakuna mafactions so this is how it is and it is what it is muno mutakaita Brexit nokuda kwamafactions emaconservative parties kune vamwe vaiti vatofanira kurobira batiri muEurope kune vaiti ngatibudei all those are factions hazvinei neeji yamugabe izvozvo kwakuine eji here yadavid cameron involved pakaita mafactions so don't mix up issues kana mukuda kutaura nyaya yeeji yavamugabe fine ngatitaurai nezvayo iri ndiri kuti 2018 kana vari kuti 36 years dzawandisa zvazvona izvazvodai tisina kuti aiwa zvese izvozvo munopiwa mukana wokuchinja mamiriro ezvinhu by electing a different leader but isusu taisa candidate yedu ivi muri kusvotwa necandidate yedu ko munosvotwa necandidate yedu ko yenyu masiya here nhai veduwe dai pakola mapakola zenyesa hapana ndazvo ati indiri munhu wezanu p f zvino semunhu wezanu p f ina handisi kuda munhu akutimirira uyo anotikwadzisa hapana kana one vese ndeve opposition kaman
aiwa tinotenda Gibbs
yes mese mangwana but at the end of the day what people are saying maybe just one line it appears as if they're saying the president is almost incapacitated and they know that ZANU-PF can't take action against that let's say in parliament we'll come back to that kind of issue Mr. Mangwana yes lo mnumzana ke unkosi osecingweni kunangale ke eBotswana baba nkosi ungawutshona njani ukwenza ingwani nkosi so I think what to say ubaba Thabanginare baba Nare ukhona ecingweni I can't hear Mr. Nare Mr. Nare are you there
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can hear you. So, oh, so, right, so, turning into some of these issues, Mr. Nari,
yes.
you are hearing
yes.
Mr. Mongwana yes. saying, no, age is not a problem. But you are saying age is a problem. How problematic is this age thing? Because somebody can be having a very sound mind while maybe the body is weak, you know?
I think clearly the current president of Zimbabwe, who was initially a prime minister of Zimbabwe,
mm-hmm.
has been on the helm for like 36 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we have seen all his ideas and, you know, the issue is once you are the CEO of a company or the CEO of a nation, you need to be hands-on. You need to be able to follow up on your promises. And there's no way at 92 going into 93, you will be able to follow up on what the ministers are doing. This is why we've seen a number of scandals in government, from mm-hmm. Zimbra to Zimdev. And essentially, you are not able to deliver, you know. And I think we need to ask ourselves, do we want a monarchy or we want democracy? I think the reason why Zimbabweans, maybe outside ZANU-PF, are really frustrated about the renewal of the candidacy is because they know that our elections simply are there to rubber stamp what ZANU-PF has already done. We know that our elections are not transparent. You know, ZANU-PF are always happy with the elections, but we know that they are undertones, even in the party, which is why there are these factions that we are talking about. People are saying Mugabe has managed to do what we didn't anticipate. He has managed to succeed himself. You know, the succession problem in ZANU-PF, he has succeeded himself, you know. So it's not sustainable. It's not good for the country. ZANU-PF needs to think we don't want an implosion in Zimbabwe, you know, with these two factions that are there. We want peace, you know, we want progress. And if we can't be truthful, if we can't tell each other truth, then we are simply building on our nation on a lie, a false foundation, and we will have problems in the future.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Nari, and stay on the line. Is lo baba ke unkosi usependile khona ngale Botswana. Baba unkosi uyangizwa baba?
Yangizwa futhi
njani? Hayi impilo kakhulu, iphone yakho ngani yahlupa. Cha sibili ngamafutshane khona apho.
Yeah, hayi. Siyafike eZambia ngiyaroma, uyazi ukuthi intube.
Yeah.
Uzwana ukuthi lo muntu lo Mangwana lo uyakhuluma ukuthi uba umuntu. Akulanto ayikhulumayo. Akulanto ayikhuluma iletha embuzweni okuhle. Enza abantu abo bakhethe ubaba lo.
Ifoni yakho.
Sokuchatha.
Ehhe.
Uyasizwa.
Yes, enguzo.
Ya, bamenza ngaye balamacala abatontile babulela abantu. Uyakhumbula ukuthi 2008 wavuma ukuthi uluze bamlanda batanyika wavuka waphinde wabuyela wasala ukuthi udliwa kuma-elections bamenza igwendi lokuthi
ya ifoni yakho ingani yahle bothi sikuzame ye sikuzame futhi ya khathe senguzo qhubeka mpinjani
igwenzi labo nguye uMugabe bacathe kuye wonke
ifoni yala nare I mean inkosi ifoni yala sakuphinda futhi sikufonele kodwa nizwile kade ukhuluma ngakho yes nyanguzwa kodwa ifoni yakho iyaqhumeka ye wathi nizathi bekufonele nkosi nyathi bekufonele khonapha kathesi so what Mr. Nkosi was saying what I heard you know you are saying that you know they are using President Mugabe as a shield, you know, because some of the ZANU-PF people have been allegedly looting and doing all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So he says at the end of the day, they know that they can do anything in his presence, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they are using him as a front for whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mr. Mangwana, your response to that, the caller is saying this is a system of patronage and there are corrupt activities allegedly that are going on. And people know that Mr. Mugabe can shield them.
I don't know what he's talking about, but I will respect it. There is corruption in Zimbabwe without any shred of doubt, and it's mm-hmm. across the political divide. It's on every stratum and level of our society in Zimbabwe. vanhu vari corrupt vanhu vari kubira vana vavo chaivo chaivo vanenge vachida kuvaka dzimba vari mudiaspora vanobirwa mari navabereki vavo navanhu vasiri vezanu PF vamwe vanobirwa namadzikoma navaningina nehanzvadzi navazvukuru nezvimwe zvakadaro vanhu ivava vasi vezanu PF. It's a societal illness that affects our country. And yes, kune vanozobave vanobirawo nyika dzirimo mbavha muhurumende umu, yes. Izvozvo hatingazvirambi zvakaipa zvikuru uhori hwakanyanya. Zero tolerance zvinodiwa nomunhu wese kuti tsatolerate corruption. It's a fact, but kuti kwanzi vana vanhu vari kuti vamugabe ngavamire ipapapo. Vanhu vari kuda kuwana kufukadziwa kuba hakamani ngati taure zvinhu zvimwe nokuti vamugabe ndikukudzi kuti kuconference kwakakriswa vanhu 7,000 kwakapedzisira kwava ne9,000 saka you telling me kuti those were 9,000 corrupt people who endorsing vamugabe kuti vanhingire varamba vachimirira nyika kuti ivo vanhu vese vane access to the to state coffers dzavari kuba kana kuti tumatenda zavari kuswingiwa ivavo. Aiwa, these are common people, ordinary people vari kubva mumadistricts vari kuuya as delegates vari kuendosa vamugabe ivavo. Saka that reason it does not make sense at all. Yekunzi kwai tiri kuda kushildwa from corruption, isusu kuno kuti kuita corruption ei takanga tirikowo tichiti nazvo ndizvozvo. Saka ngatimirei ngatimhanyisa kunyanya kumwaya vanhu madhaka nokuti vaita decision isingawirirani nayo. Kana tisingawirirani decision yaitwa navanhu vekuzanu p f ngatiisei candidate ndati imimi kumhanya kwebhiza rezanu PF munei nako isai renyu rinomanya risiye rezanu PF. Ndoo vanofanira kuconcentra paro kuti aiwa rezanu PF rina makumbo matatu isakuisa redu rina makumbo mana, kwete kuti aiwa vezanu PF vazoisa here nokuti vakazodai vezanu PF vazodai vazodai makunetsa ini.
Gibbs.
Yeah, so mama nari uyazwera lapho uyakhuluma ubaba Mangwane kuti wena fakani peli bhiza leni inxa ibhiza lenu aligijimi kangako kumbe ibhiza leni ngathi liyagijima liyaginqa lingakafiki indawo so uthi ake litshintwe liyokuthi liyachothoza umgabe lichothoze ibandla lakhe lokhu lalokhu. So akuphosela kolapho ungathini akumphendula uMangwane babanali uyangizwa babanare
uyangizwa kip
yes enguzwa
ye ngiyabuyela kulokhane engutshileyo siqalisa uhlelo ukuthi amalunga ezanu PF akholelwa imugabe yizimo akholwa ukuthi umgabe nguye owathunyezwa abanye bathi wathunyezwa nguNkulunkulu and lokhu kumnika amandla amaningi kumele abuse santando ngenxa yokuthi ngumuntu othethiweyo ospecial. So esikuthoyo thina yikuthi hayi amazimbabweni wonke izidala zikankulunkulu labo baspecial labo balawo amalungu okuthi bekhokhele ilizwe labo bencede ngendlela abanganceda ngayo. Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi kule migabe yizimo abakholwa ukuthi kumele kungene omunye umuntu. Njalo esikunanzelelayo kulokhu Mangwane akuthoyo ibhiza lako lihle sibili ephathini yabo kodwa ngokubona kwabaningi alilihle alilungelanga izimbabwe. So kukhanya ngani izanu kumele iqine ilizwe life akulandaba. So yikho esiba lo lobunzima kukho ukuthi baningi abantu abafisa ukuthi bengena lezwe embusazi but nxa bebona sisebenza ngendlela esisebenza ngayo kungani ilizwe lethu alilathemba. Yikho abantu becina bephuma elizweni besiya kwamanye amazwe ngoba kungani kwezimbabwe sokwehlule.
Mm-hmm. So Mr. Nari still insists that Mugabeism is key, you know, to most of these people, especially the way Mr. Mangwane responded mm-hmm. to that question. Yeah.
Rege, tende kuna baba tadiwa ku South Africa uko makadi.
Tripo makadiko.
Aiwa tiri nani zvedu kuri kunaya here John?
Kuri kunaya ndatombopaka pa side chaipo hamvura yacho yanga ine mhepo zvokuti hauone kana 1 meter pamberi.
Aiwa matoita zvakanaka henyu ndo zvamatogona kumbomira pasaidi kusvika kwa clear right baba atadiwa nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa iye kuti vamugabe voramba vari panyanga here vamwe vachiti vakwegura vamwe vachiti aiwa ngavarambe zvavo vari panyanga.
Chekutanga ndinoda kutaura kuti Mangwana uyo ka ane pfungwa dzakati pinzei dzakarodzika. Ndiri kuwirira naye pachinhu 1 chekuti zanu PF vasarudza vamugabe ndiwo wavari kuda ndi
hongo
Saka munhu asiri muZanu PF hafaniri kuva nehanya nazvo. Hazvinei nani izvozvo, because hakati kumbotaura zva2018. Asi tikati zviri kuitika pari zvino, kuti vamugabe vari pachigaro zvino hazvina kumira mushe, ichokwadi. Ini ndakaita kunge ndichachema musikozi, ndakatozozvidzora seurume ndichiona vhidhiyo yekumoroko iyaiya, haina kundifadza. Ndakarwadziwa semunhu. Inini handisapoti pati nekuti izano kana kuti MDC. Ndinosapota pati nekuti pati iyi ichandiitira kuti ndikwanise kudya, ndikwanise kuendesa vana kuchikoro. Saka kana vamugabe varipo vachirwara, inini handingafari kuti vamugabe vari kurwara. Hazvindifadzi. Saka muri kuona vamangwana kudefenda pati yavo nenhingirini position yekuti vasarudza vamugabe 2018 zviri right. Vamangwana vari right futi panyaya yecorruption. Hatifane kungoti because vanhu vari kusarudza vamugabe varida kuita corruption. Handi vese vanhu vanoita corruption muzanu PF. Tofana kuwa straight ipapo. Then kekupesera ndoda kuti kuna vamangwana. Kusarudzwa kwavamugabe ka havana kusarudzwa nezanu PF yese. Ndira kumboisa zanu PF mubasketi chete tisingatarise opposition. Vakasarudzwa nevanhu 7,000 ndozvavataura, ende zanu PF havasi vanhu 7,000. Saka panofanira kugadziriswa ipapo.
Babatadiwa
vari kuda
vanga vachiti 7,000 ndo vakauya kumusangano, kwete ndo vakavasarudzayo,
ndo vakaendosa. Nekuti vanga varipo.
Nekuti musangano hakuuye munhu wese ka, munongotorawo vashoma. MDC inogona kuti tine 10,000, PDP yoti tine 20 kumusangano wedu wekongresi. Ndo masarudzirwo anoitwa vanhu ka.
Pachirungu ndikaiti default democracy iyoyo. Ya. Hakuna zvakadaro. Inenge isiri democracy.
Ko vezano vanogona kuti vezano vanogona kuti buda 2013 vakavhoterwa vani nevanhu vese vakawana.
Vakavhoterwa kana pasina munhu akauya nehumbo hwekuti vamugaba havana kuvhoterwa, which means kuti vakavhoterwa zveshuwa, because handina kuzomboona umwe munhu akauya nenyaya yekuti vamugabe vabviswe. Munhu iyeye akakwanisa kushandisa matare kana kuti electoral process kuti vabviswe, handina kuzombomuona. Saka pari zvino ndo vatoripo, 2013 vakatohwina, ndo zvazvinoreva.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru baba Tadiwa nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tatenda, move nezuva rakanaka.
Tinotenda zvikuru. That's interesting comments there from baba Tadiwa. On both sides of the coin, rather. But essentially, he is saying that I think if the people still love him fair and fine, but he's not happy with the way leaders are elected by only the minority at these congresses. I don't know if maybe once the American way of doing things, you know, where you go state by state and people actually vote for you, not the Democrats or the Republicans holding a Congress. I don't know, maybe that's what he might be proposing. Gibbs, back to you.
Yeah, you know, I like the way he put his kind of new democratic explanation. He says it's default democracy. so when he talks about default democracy, he's talking about the depth and width of democracy.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, then he says it's default democracy. Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Mangwana, indications according to this caller are that only a few people actually endorsed Mr. Mugabe. And we know here that those people were representing different structures. But he's calling this default democracy. So isn't it exciting that people can come out with some kind of democracies of their choice, right?
Ndizvo zvoka munogona kuisa democracy mutima subclusters takawanda wanda, but the point iripo ndeyekuti kuno ku UK handiti takaita nekwese throughout the country in Zimbabwe and in South Africa as well, vanoita mameeting avo, ma pre-conference meetings in which anogenerata maresolutions avo. Handiti those resolutions ndiyo avanopa madelegates anoenda. Mamchitaura nezveamerican system, it's the same electoral college.
Saka electoral college ndinoenda ndakabata position ye UK ndichienda ku Zimbabwe. Position ye UK on this issue ndeyakati. So even in one of the 7,000, I'm no longer representing 7,000, I'm representing a whole constituency.
Mm-hmm.
So you also have got my district chairman, where each district, you know, provide a single candidate. Are going to articulate their position. Avakama position achakataitwa for inter-district meeting. Saka hakusi kuti munhu anongotaura zvafunge one of the 7,000 aiwa anotozodzoka to report back to the people vari kuti wakanotaura zvataka kuudza here. So these are electoral, the same electoral colleges ati kutaura nezvawewaya wekuti madelegates akati ndowana this one, wana that one, wana that one. So vamugabe vakawana membership base. Yeah, of course there are people who see things differently, but kana vasina kuzviexpressa izvozvo, that's another thing. Hakusi kuti tikuti vamugabe vakaona 100 vanhu vese vemuzano PF 100% yevanhu vese muzano PF. Who does that? Who is that? Then pane vanhu vanhu vekuzano PF vati vane one brand kana vadaro and zviva zviri wrong. They must be descending, but the overwhelming majority vakaindoza. So ndo zvatinoshanda nazvo izvozvo, whether it's 51% or whatever. But tinongoti simple majority. But ivo vanokwana simple majority probably yave iri kuma 80-90% maybe. That's what we work with. Saka but hatisi kuda kuramba tichisplita mahairs tichiti kuti zvakati zvakati. Point iripo ndekuti baba tadiwa vanotaura zvine kumeso zvikuru, vanotaura zvine musoro, vadzorei futi mangwana mutsvagi vamwe vakadero varambe vachiuya vanhu vakadaro. Tikava vanhu vanotaura zvine zvakavenzeka kumeso.
Tina mukoma, I think ndi Bernard here kucholocho kumakadi.
Tiripo kana makadiwo henyu.
Tiripo, zita ndiani?
Bernard, ndiri kuno kucholocho.
Okay, pari sei pacholocho apa, kuri kunaya here?
Mvura iri kunaya chaka zvakanaka chaizvo.
Hakuna mafashamo ako zvekamboitika gore riya?
Hazvisati zvaitika pari zvino.
Aiwa, tinotenda Ishe. Mukoma Bernard, nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa iyi. Tiri kutaura nezvekuti vamugabe voramba vari panyanga here, zviri kutaurwa nevamwe kana kuti?
Nyaya yekutanga ndinobvunza mubvunzo wokuti kune vanhu veZimbabwe. Ko tinotonga chii, kuchembera here kana kuti ipfungwa? Nokuti kana tichiti isusu vamugabe vakura, vakura panyama noti papfungwa. Chinhu chachopa tizivisise ndechokuti munhu anenge achitonga tisu takamusarudza vanhu veZimbabwe. Zvino vazhinji vari kutaura nenyaya yekuti havakuri hatichavadi, ngavaende kumusha. Zvakanaka hazvo, asi mubvunzo mukuru wetinawo ndewokuti ko chii chinotonga, kutembera kwemunhu here kana kuti ipfungwa? Nokuti madhishe mazhinji muno muZimbabwe vazhinji vacho vakura. Saka ngatitarisei zvinhu zviripo. Kana tichiti nyika yedu yezvinezvi yagwadama, chii chikonzero chekuti tigwadame? Ngatirege kunongodza munhu kune mukuru wenyika tichiti ndiye akonzera. Ko isu tandichiita sei kuti zvivo zvinizvo zvizoitika? Saka ndio zvimwe zvinhu zvezvinhu zvatinofanira kunga tichitsendera kana tichibvunza mibvunzo kana tichitaura. President Mugabe, I'm not a politician, handina batiro ndakamirira, asi ndiri kuti Mwari akamusarudza kuti atungamire nyika. Isu vate vanotevera vacho tisakakonzera mhirizhonga yose kuti tive nemabhondi nokuti taiba mari dzimwe dzacho maminista ziva tikamesawo vachiendesa kunze kwenyika uko.
Kose vaisasungwa nae mukoma Bernard.
Zvivagemu dzima dzakanaka.
Mukoma Bernard.
Ma-60 rooms.
Mukoma Bernard.
Yebo baba.
Kana vachiba vanhu vacho handizvo here zvinozoshorwa vamugabe kuti kose vasiri mujeri vanhu vacho vari kuba?
Chinoitika ndechekuti mandibvunza mubvunzo wakanaka chaizvo izvo. Tikapinda mumba nevana 5 1 iri mbavha. Handiti baba namai nevamwe havadi. Tatinofanira kutizive kuti mbavha pamusha panhingi ndiani? Kwete kuti titi baba wepamusha ndiwo mbavha. Kunofana kunongega munongedzwa kuti pamba panhingi pane mbavha inonzi nhingi. Tangasungweka munhu waiyeye. Ehe, nowirirana nemutaura ataura South Africa manje zvinhu zvaataura zvine musoro zvinonyatsonzwisisika mibvunzo yangaunda nekuzvipindura ega aona kuti chokwadi chokwadi kusarudza kunoitwa vamugabe paZANU-PF pati yavo vanovimba naye but ruzhinjika vanongoitawo agenest but isusu tinoona kuti aa ngatiregerei kutsorobodza izvozvo ivo vakaita zvavo zvavanogona tozviteedzera kana vada kuti vairamba vachitungamirira ngavatungamirireka
aiwa tinotenda mukoma
benard
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma benard tinotenda regai titore mumwe muteereri sezvo nguva idi afamba mukoma benard you heard him he's saying that he does not have any problems with president mugabe remaining at the helm of course we'll ask Mr. Nare he says it's whatever divine intervention it's God's will I don't know about that Gibbs let's take
call then you go to Mr. Nare right so slo mnumzana u Romeo ekongweni use Botswana baba Romeo unga unjani
I think the mistake is fine
mbani
fine
oh fine kunjani e follows
ande pote gates
oh kunjani e Botswana
ku right
oh okay sorry ba kunike that romantic name you know Romeo and Juliet bese jaro ko
Okay, anyalizo daba lena likhuluma ngalo lo. Hayi, bayenzile iCongress mdala intenza bayenzile iCongress bakholisa. Abantu kathi sizothatha masivo 7 zakhola mhla ka 28. Kodwa iChristmas ifikile khona kathi ngisanda. So angkwazi khona ukuthi ubaba lo uthwa ngumangwana lo ukuthi uthini. Kathi sabantu badubeka phansi. Andabo njona ngikhuluma nje ukuthi abantu lokho bedubeka so bayenzeni ngabantu abakhulumi ngendaba yezimali abakhulumi ngendaba yamabonus abathini kodwa umnyaka usuphelile andabo yi problem ikhona lapha eZimbabwe umkhono umsuwile wafa 36 years usifa umkhono wafa kudala andabo kanti abantu bincabe siye emabhenki basweli imali ncabe siya basweli imali so yena ubaba mangwana bakholisile bakhuluma indaba ade bezikhuluma ukuthi bebambane wathiwani but thina-ke ugrawundi-ke abantu badubeka kumele bekhuluma iqiniswa nje abantu badubeka babuya belamapholisa amapholisa bakhasoze sisebenze lutho senzile angikwazi ukuthi mina i-leadership yangikhona nxa bona befuna ukusikhokheli abayenze phela izinto ezifunwa ngabantu lethi ukuthi kathesi abantu bengakhombela bathi kathesi abantu bengakhombela bathi sokuthiwa sebetshayo kathesi abantu bazama ukudemonstrata kuboharare bachawa ngamamota khani bathelwa ngamanzi kodwa bona bathi ilizwe iparty ele-democracy nxa ele-democracy indaba abantu beyekelwa phela i-constitution esayibhala ngo-2018 yokuthi umuntu uyavunyezwa ukudemonstrate and peaceful but uzakuzwa bona amaphoyisa bebuya sebethela abantu ngamakhaneko kodwa ukhulumeleni ukuthi lokhu akufuni andiyabo kodwa yena uhlezi e-UK kaboni thina ukuthi thina siyadubeka thina into esikwaziyo into esidubeka kakhulu andiyabo yena uhlezi uyakholisa uyahola thina asikutholi lutho sihambe ibhenki silale kungela ma andiyabo
hayi siyakuzwa mnumzanamangwana
lo hayi amele i-revise ukhuluma wayo
hayisizwilobeka I want to get Numzana Spongle Kulu. So all what he's saying is that, well, yes, the conference was held and people ate a lot of meat and other things, right? But the country remains in doldrums. He says nothing is moving. Whenever people want to stage peaceful marches, they're beaten up. Whenever they want to do anything, they're just brutalized. So he says, so what? So what do they expect us to do, you know, as general people? I think he posed that question. Maybe go for Mr. Nare then.
Mr. Nare, are you on the line?
On the line, blessing.
Yes, interestingly, Mkoma Benard in Cholocho raised an interesting point. He referred to what was called in the 16th and 17th century the divine right of kings to rule, referring to Mr. Mugabe as chosen by God. Your response to that?
I think God chooses people. But we know even in the New Testament,
when Judas Iscariot had betrayed Jesus, mm-hmm. the disciples got together and they chose another disciple to stand in his place. Mm-hmm. And they actually elected that disciple. Mm-hmm. So God uses us as people. Mm-hmm. So one of the mistakes that we've made as Zimbabweans is to simply think that God will intervene. God has given us brains. Mm-hmm. God has given us mouths so that we can talk mm-hmm. and we can make a decision. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. there is a common saying that says you get the government that you deserve. Mm-hmm. So Zimbabwe has the government that it deserves mm-hmm. because whether we like it or not, we chose Mugabe, and we continue to choose him. I think it's up to Zimbabweans to come to a stage where they say enough is enough, mm-hmm. you know. Of course, we're afraid of the repression, the beatings, you can get jailed, we've had people disappearing, but we need to think what will be good for our children, what will be good for the future of our country. We need to be truthful to each other. We cannot continue to lie to each other anymore. If something is not good for Zimbabwe, you know, we need to choose what is good for our country, and we need to make our country a better country. It's clearly one of the best countries in the world, and democracy is the missing ingredient. You know, let's not build our country on a false bottom. Let's put principles and values. What are our principles? My principles are of Ubuntu, principles of Uno. You know, we need to go back to those principles. With inkosi, inkosi ngabantu. You know, you are not a king on your own. You are there to fulfill the wishes and the dreams of the people. And if the people are not happy, you need to respect that. And if necessary, you need to step aside so that a new blood can come in and take on the baton stick.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mangwana?
Thank you very much. I'm sure you're asking me to make my closing comments considering the time.
Just one caller. You can go ahead.
The country. Sorry. Okay. Kuneva phone was talking about and I just want to so I'm sure you were talking about Rutambura, and I believe that. When Rutambura was Zimbabwe, things are not alright. Are not okay. You don't come in and see. I'm always in Zimbabwe, and when even by conference and going to conference, I'm there, and you know, they don't know how much machine like everyone else. So, but this has nothing to do with the choice people make. If that factor is very important in helping people make their decision, let them wait until 2018 and make a contrary decision. That's what we are asking. We are simply saying, let ZANU-PF do whatever it needs to do. It's own processes. If the ZANU-PF is making a foolish decision, respect that foolish decision, but show ZANU-PF the folly of its decision in 2018. Mm-hmm. That's all. We are not saying ZANU-PF should rule forever. We hope it will. We are not saying Mugabe should rule forever and live forever. We hope he does. But again, we do not determine these things. This nyaya kaitika muswe Friday and Saturday, yanga iri nyaya yeku ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF, ichaitika futi muna December 2017. Ichaita dizere uyiyo yu ya tini kuita yu in accordance with our own constitution. And you ask us to comment on his age. Vani kwa isa one more year ipapo. So continue having this discussion. But the decision, you know, cover everyone else is in 2018. Varukuti ZANU-PF kutazokutungamirira makore awanda. Iyoyo decision munokwanisa kuirivesa in 2018 again. Not anytime sooner. Not by choosing a candidate for ZANU-PF unless you are a stakeholder in ZANU-PF. I think let's keep that straight.
Thank you, Mr. Wangwana.
ZANU-PF off. Munozvisota when the moment comes. Kana muchida kutoya kuzvisota by making a different choice.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I want to note, Mr. Mangwana, the message from Mr. Mangwana to the opposition is very clear. Like Napoleon said, if you see your enemy making a mistake, do not interrupt him. Thanks. We have come to the end of this show. We want to thank Mr. Nick Mangwana, ZANU-PF UK chairperson, Mr. Tabang Nare, political commentator. We also want to thank our viewers, our listeners, our callers, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.